The Powhatan Indians were master bow and arrow hunters, and they often used turkey feathers and deer parts to create these hunting tools.
Their bows are of some young plant, either of the locust tree or of an elm, which they bring to the form of ours by scraping of a shell, and give them strings of a stag's gut or thong of a deer's hide twisted. Their arrows are made of some straight young sprigs, which they head with bone 2 or 3 inches long, and these they use to shoot at squirrels and all kind of fowl. Another sort of arrows they made of reeds. These are pieced with wood, headed with splinters of crystal or some sharp stone, with the spurs of a turkey cock or the bill of some bird, feathered with a turkey's feather, which, with a knife made with a splinter of a reed, which he will make as sharp as a surgeon's gamut, he cuts him into form. To make the notch of this arrow, he hath the tooth of a beaver set in a stick, wherewith he grateth it by degrees. His arrowhead he quickly maketh with a little bone, and these they glue to the end of their arrows, with the sinews of a deer, and the tops of a deer's horn boiled into a jelly, of which they make a glue that will not dissolve in cold water. 40 yards they will shoot level, or very near the mark, and 120 is their best at random.